أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا بل تكذبون بالدين. In the previous ayat, we read that and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained His great favors upon mankind. And within man himself, what great favors Allah ta'ala has bestowed him with. And all that should have been, that he should have led man to understand that he should have recognized Allah ta'ala, if not outside him, then at least within himself. And that he should have been obedient to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. But unfortunately, the vast majority of men do not even recognize Allah ta'ala, and they don't see the qudrat of Allah which is within them. Man studies so much about himself also, and there is so much of knowledge and information about man and about these great favors of Allah ta'ala. But instead of that, man just lives his life for this world, just to get the pleasure of this world, the enjoyment of this world, and he is so to say unconscious, unmindful totally of the year after. And all this was to prepare man for the year after, that all the time he keeps in mind the year after. So Allah Ta'ala says, Kalla, never ever. It isn't really that they haven't had the opportunity of recognizing Allah Ta'ala, and they can, which is present in front of them. All these things are present. The qudrat of Allah, the favors of Allah, the eyes that Allah Ta'ala has given, all the favors of Allah, they are present and man can see them. But he does not take heed of this, then where is he going to take heed of that which is hidden? That is the day of Qiyamah. How is it if he doesn't take heed of that which is open in front of him, which is within him? If he closes his eyes, he sees the favors of Allah upon him. If he opens his eyes, he sees the favors of Allah upon him. And yet he does not see it, then that which is hidden, the day of Qiyamah, then where is he going to see that? So the eyes of the head also have to be open, and the eyes of the heart also have to be open. Then a person will see the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, the reality of the matter is, well, تُكَذِّبُونَ بِالدِّينِ. But the vast majority of mankind, they totally deny, they falsify and deny the day of judgment, the day of retribution, the day that you will get as you have done. They deny that, and they believe that we're just living for this world, and yeah, when we get away with anything, then it's well and good that we have got away with it. But if man understands, and all this was that a person realizes there's a day of judgment, there is a fair day of judgment when every person will get what he has done. As we have done, so we will get there. And for that, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has kept that day that we prepare. And any person who keeps this accountability in front of him, who gets this yaqeen, and for that it is absolutely essential that a person has to make an effort on iman on the day of Qiyamah. And he realizes that whatever I look at, whatever I think, whatever my actions are, I'm going to be accountable, and I'll be answerable for this. If a person thinks of that, his islah is made already, and his life will change. If whatever we do, whenever we speak, whenever we go somewhere, whatever we are doing, we are thinking that I'll have to answer for this on the day of Qiyamah. And in front of that being who knows me in and out, who knows me better than myself also. And as in the ayat in front, that everything is under record. Fully, that whatever a person does, it is being recorded fully. Whatever we speak is recorded, whatever our actions are, they are recorded by Allah. Our thoughts also are recorded. Everything is kept in record. So Allah Ta'ala says that it is because they do not believe in that day of Qiyamah that they cannot even see the favors of Allah within themselves. And they cannot see the favors of Allah which are all around us, all the the time in every way. And not only the favors of Allah, that is the Qudrat of Allah also, by which we should have understood that the day of Qiyamah is definitely going to come and we will be answerable to Allah Ta'ala. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala has brought our attention that with all this, have your firm iman and yaqeen on the day of Qiyamah, when you will be answerable and accountable for each and every action, each and every word of yours, you are going to be answerable to Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, in a small matter, if the wife just interrogates us, we have a problem. And if somebody else have to interrogate, on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah Ta'ala will interrogate, then there will be no lawyer, there will be no translator, there will be no one. It will be we, us with Allah. And Allah who knows everything, if a person keeps that in mind, Allah will keep, will save him from all the wrong. And as we have mentioned over and over, whatever wrong we might have done in this whole process, Allah has kept the doors of Tawbah also open. A person makes Tawbah, changes his life and goes towards Allah, he also won't have a problem. So Allah give us tawfiq to prepare for that final day and keep it in mind all the time. Wa akhiru da'wana.